Good afternoon and welcome to the ASU Sports Network pregame show. I'm Scotty Hunter, your in-studio reporter at the only place where you can catch all of your Alabama State University sports action, 90.7 FM WVAS. It's week 7 for the Alabama State University Hornets. The sixth week against Texas Southern saw the Hornets facing off against their fifth SWAC opponent on the road in Houston, Texas. The Hornets were the first ones on the board, and they didn't let up the entire game and crushed the Texas Southern Tigers in a 34-2 blowout. Now, to take a closer look at that game, Isaiah Crowell rushed 6 yards for the first touchdown of the game at about 3 minutes in. Bobby Winzik added another point, making the score 7-0. Tight end Justin Robinson snagged an 18-yard pass from Daniel Duhart, good for another Hornet touchdown. Bobby Winzik put an extra point on the board. The score was then 14-0. Right out of the gate in the second quarter, the Hornets were at it again. Wide receiver Miles Everett got under a 10-yard pass in the Hornet end zone, good for 6 more points. Bobby Winzik added 1 more point to the total, giving the Hornets a 21-point lead. The score was then 21-0. Near the end of the second quarter of play, Daniel Duhart shot a 42-yard missile to wide receiver Demario Bell. Bobby Winzik tacked on another point for the Hornets. The score was then 28-0. During the second Hornet possession of the third quarter, Chas Sampson stepped in for the Hornets and kicked a 33-yard field goal, putting 3 more points on the board and making the score 31-0. The Hornets were able to secure another field goal at the beginning of the fourth quarter, making the score 34-0. The Hornet defense gave up a safety at about the 8-minute mark of the fourth quarter, which gave Texas Southern 2 points. There were no more scores in the fourth quarter. The Hornets crushed the Texas Southern Tigers with a 32-point lead. The Hornets have been getting pretty consistent over the past few games and have actually enjoyed quite an impressive winning streak in conference play over the past few games. Last Saturday's game has given the Hornets 4 consecutive victories in the SWAC, and with only 2 losses in out-of-conference play, the Hornets are now 4-1 in the SWAC, making them number 2 in the Eastern Division, only outdone by Jackson State at this point, who are 4-0 in the SWAC. The Hornet defense is adding a little more depth and are actually ranked number 1 in the SWAC in rushing defense, interceptions, and sacks. That really puts a target on their backs, but also adds a little intimidation to their opponents. The Hornet offense is also doing some great things with the duo of Isaiah Crowell and Malcolm Cyrus, continuing nonstop rushing during each game, plus the consistency of Daniel Duhart. Both the Hornet offense and the Hornet defense are really shaping up to be an unstoppable force in recent games. Looking ahead to this week, the Hornets are back here in our house, and they will have their hands full. The Hornets will face another fierce competitor as they take on Prairie View A&M. The Panthers are number 1 in the Western Division of the SWAC, with a 3-1 record in the SWAC and 4-2 record overall this season. The Hornets and the Panthers are pretty evenly matched going into Saturday's game. They both have a pretty active offense and consistent defense. Coach Barlow says the Hornets will have to step things up even more during this week's matchup and really be prepared for pretty much anything, because the Panthers play a fast-paced and swift offense. They use quick snaps and a lot of running plays to attack their opponents. The Hornets will just have to continue to operate under consistent improvement during practices and really showcase their skills this week. The top scoring team in the SWAC, the Hornets average about 37.5 points each game and really need to keep that momentum strong Saturday. Prairie View is a powerhouse when it comes to scoring as well, so Coach Barlow believes that the best defense during this game will probably be the team with the best offense. Barlow says the best form of attack this weekend is to keep the ball out of the hands of the Panthers and attempt to slow them down on the field. There are a lot of activities planned for this weekend. Hundreds of Hornet fans, alumni, and even future Hornets will be at our house to cheer on the team during the Fall Connection Day. Fans will also be supporting breast cancer awareness with a Think Pink theme during the game, so there will also be a lot of supporters and special presentations throughout the game and even during halftime. We'll be right here as this game unfolds in Week 7 of the 2013 ASU football season. I'm Scotty Hunter, your in-studio reporter. We're going to take a quick break right here and send it on out to Jonathan Spells, Jay Holsey, and Rob Taylor on the field and in the middle of the action right here on the only place to catch all of your ASU sports action, the ASU Sports Network on 90.7 FM WVAS. And we're back with Melvin Hines again joining us for the Athletic Director's Corner. We're about halfway through the season. Melvin, thanks for sticking it out with us.
Thanks, Scotty.
Now, you can't mention offense without mentioning Isaiah Crowell and Malcolm Cyrus. 136 yards, though, for Crowell in a game. What does that strong offense say to other teams that we face?
Well, we have a very balanced attack. If you look at our numbers, we were balanced from running the ball and passing the ball. We're just not a one-dimensional offense. If you give up to try to stop our running game, we're able to pass the ball. You give up to try to stop the passing game, we're able to run the ball. But, you know, Isaiah Crowell is an exceptional talent, and he's one of the best I've seen. We look forward to seeing him in the black and gold, continue to make plays this year. You know, our offense is taking it one game at a time. We look forward to going to Texas Southern this weekend and seeing what our offense can do. It's going to be a very tough ball game in Texas. They'll be playing at home. They'll be playing in a brand-new stadium, BBVA Compass Stadium, where they play their home game. So it should be an electrifying atmosphere. And I look forward to the Hornets showing up.
Now, 42 points to an Alcorn 7 going into the last quarter of the game. You really can't ask for better. How was the energy out there at our house?
Man, it was unbelievable. You know, and the greatest part of the game is when the game is over and you look at our football team and our coaches, they walk over to the band, to the student section, and they sang the alma mater. It's just an unbelievable feeling. It's just a great feeling that our students stayed the entire game. Even when the game was 42-7, the students stayed. They stayed and cheered our guys on. The band stayed, and it just electrified the whole entire stadium.
Now, ASU's number 2 in the East now. What do we have to do to keep that going?
I think the most important thing Alabama State can do is just continue to take care of Alabama State. You know, we'll take it one game at a time, and then, you know, hopefully we'll get a little help from somebody else. But the most important thing is we got to take care of what we can take care of, and that's beating Texas Southern this weekend.
Absolutely. Texas Southern is our next opponent. You've mentioned it. They've yet to pull out a win this season in conference or out of conference. How important is it that we stay focused, though, and not take their, you know, winless season as a weakness?
This Southwestern Athletic Conference is a very competitive conference, you know, from top to bottom. You know, any given day, a team can beat you. So you got to come out and play 60 minutes from beginning to end and just go play full-speed football for 60 minutes. You can't take anybody for granted in this conference. You know, just because you have one team that may be 0-5 and another one's 3-2, it's going to be a highly contested ball game. And we're going to have our work cut out for us when we go to Houston. Like I said, we'll be playing in a brand-new stadium. There, let atmosphere be exciting. It'll be another game that'll be on regional TV. The Hornets will be on TV 11 times this year, so it's another opportunity for us to spread our brand and also show that the Hornets come to play football.
Now, you mentioned that Texas Southern will be playing in their new stadium, so of course they're going to have the fans and they're going to have that support. Why is it so important that we take fans and take a great number of people with us when we go?
Well, anytime you go into a hostile environment and everybody's rooting against you, it's a great feeling to know, hey, somebody has my back. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just part of life. You know, you love people to have your back. You know, you have those guys that's lining up on the left to you and the right of you, behind you. You know, we know they got the back, but sometimes it's just nice to look up in the stands and say, okay, we got the extra support. So when times get tough, we can look up and get a little encouragement.
Okay. Now, moving past that game, after Texas Southern is Prairie View A&M, give us a little preview of what fans can expect and what the theme for that game will be when we're back in our house on October 12th.
Well, October 12th is going to be an exciting weekend here in Montgomery, Alabama State's campus. That's Connection Day. It's an opportunity for potential students to come to our campus to find out more about Alabama State University, to find out about the programs that we offer, find out about our athletic program, just to learn more about Hornet Nation. But it's a big festive weekend for that game. Leading up to the game that Friday night, we have a soccer game. We have a volleyball game. And we also have late night madness for basketball. So it's gonna be a jam-packed weekend. Then you come back with a football game on Saturday. I mean, it's going to be jam-packed. There's not more you can ask for from a fan standpoint to get you a soccer game, a volleyball game, and a football game mixed in with a little basketball to kick basketball season off. It's unbelievable. I look forward to the weekend. I'm probably going to be very busy, right, Making sure I get out and support all our student athletes. But it's going to be a great time to be a Hornet that weekend.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned that a lot of students are coming in. It is Connection Day. you know, that also serves as an advertising piece, because those potential student athletes will get to come in and, like you said, they'll get to see volleyball in action, soccer in action, football in action, and also a little bit of basketball. So tell me, you know, why it's so important for those future Hornets to come in and see all that and get a taste of it.
Well, you know, it's an opportunity for us to talk about our great institution. Alabama State has meant a lot to Montgomery, a lot to Alabama, and a lot to the country. It's an opportunity for us to tell our story. We get young people on campus to find out what Alabama State means for the past, what it means for the present, and what it can mean for the future. And, you know, as we try to continue to grow our enrollment and grow our institution, it's great to have them on campus. Also, we will be that weekend with our Think Pink breast cancer awareness. We'll be celebrating that as well. So you come out, make sure you have your pink on or your black and gold. It's going to be a great time to be a Hornet. It's just going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. Like I said, it's going to be a very jam-packed weekend. You know, so get your popcorn and your pom-poms ready and come out and celebrate the Hornets in Alabama State.
Okay, now it is Connection Day. Are there any other special features that fans can look forward to on that day? I know you said it was a breast cancer awareness game. Anything else going on that's special for that game?
Well, you know, we still have our same promotions. We have our family fun zone. We also have our kids zone for our kids. So it'll be a great time. And then you never know what the Mighty Marching Hornets is going to bring to the table. So you guys got to come out and see.
All right. Well, thank you so much, as always, for being with us, and we'll catch you next time. The Hornets were on the road, but struck early blood in the first quarter. They were unstoppable during the entire first quarter of the game. The Hornets scored 3 back-to-back touchdowns. Wide receiver Earl Lucas snagged a 19-yard pass from Daniel Duhart. Bobby Winzik followed with an extra point, bringing the score to 7-0. Running back Malcolm Cyrus ran 33 yards for another Hornet touchdown, followed by another extra point from Bobby Winzik, bringing the score 14-0. Isaiah Crowell stepped out and took off for the Hornets on a 25-yard dash touchdown run for the Hornets. Bobby Winzik added another point to give the Hornets a commanding lead of 21 points. The Golden Lions answered back in the second quarter with 2 back-to-back touchdowns, closing the lead by a narrow margin, bringing the score 21-13. Bobby Winzik secured some more points for the Hornets right before the close of the half with a 41-yard field goal, sending the Hornets into the locker room with an 11-point lead, making the score 24-13 at the half. The Golden Lions returned for the second half of play and took off in the third quarter. They scored 3 consecutive touchdowns around the 8, 6, and 2-minute marks, taking the lead from the Hornets with a score of 24-32 at the end of the third quarter. The Hornets quickly got back in the game at the start of the fourth quarter. Isaiah Crowell ran for 5 yards into the end zone for another Hornet touchdown. The Hornets went for 2 points that time but were unsuccessful in the conversion. The score was then 30-32. The Golden Lions put another touchdown on the board following that, which made the score 30-39. Bobby Winzik put 3 more points on the board for the Hornets with a 30-yard field goal. The score was then 33-39. Wide receiver Jamel Johnson caught a 21-yard pass from Daniel Duhart for 1 final Hornet touchdown. Bobby Winzik stepped in for another extra point, which gave the Hornets exactly what they needed to push them over for a great finish. The Hornets are now 1-2 with a 40-39 win over Arkansas Pine Bluff. The Hornets are riled up and looking down the road now to their next SWAC opponent, the Grambling State Tigers. The Hornets are back at home in our house this week with a faith and family night game theme. It was back to business for the Hornets this week as practices continued as usual. Coach Barlow says that some things are working for his team and some things can still be improved. He says Daniel Duhart and Isaiah Crowell are both solid players who are consistently putting up numbers for the Hornet offense. Defensively, though, Barlow says the Hornets still need some fine-tuning. The Hornet defense gave up 39 points against Arkansas Pine Bluff, and Barlow and his staff are looking to see how their players can be more consistent in terms of defense and try not to give up so many yards to other teams. The Hornets were in a nail-biter last week that came down to the very last few seconds. They certainly don't want to allow a team to get that close going forward. The Grambling State Tigers remain winless. They haven't really been able to connect the dots for a win this season. Offensively, they've seemed to have some trouble, scoring only 9 points in their season opener against Alabama A&M. And defensively, they've allowed all three teams they played this year to finish the game well in the lead. Now, their head coach Doug Williams was recently let go, so they are now under the temporary direction of running back coach George Ragsdale. He's had previous SWAC experience at Arkansas Pine Bluff. With all these factors in mind, the question is, how will this change in leadership affect the team's performance? The Hornets are working on consistency and riding off momentum of a win over Arkansas Pine Bluff, while the Grambling State Tigers are struggling to come up with any luck on the field this season. We'll be right here as this game unfolds in week four of the 2013 football season. I'm Scotty Hunter, your in-studio reporter. We're going to take a quick break and send it on out to Jonathan Spells, Jay Holsey, and Rob Taylor on the field and in the middle of all the action right here on the only place to catch all of your ASU sports action, the ASU Sports Network on 90.7 FM WVAS.